Good morning. My guest this morning is a friend of probably half the people who are listening, known very well here in Sonoma County, Kevin Russell. Good morning, Kevin.
Hi, Roland. Thanks for having me.
So we are talking about the 7th annual California Banjo Extravaganza, featuring banjo player Bill Evans. We had a little talk about that at the beginning.
Yeah.
No, it's not the piano player. He is long gone.
That's right. That's right.
So talk about the show.
Well, this is, as you said, the 7th annual Bluegrass or California Banjo Extravaganza. This is an event that Bill has been doing yearly, and we're lucky to have him come up here to Sonoma County. It's a fabulous show. Basically, what he does is he showcases the five-string banjo and the various kinds of music that can be played on it. A lot of people think it's primarily used for bluegrass.
Right.
And there's a lot of bluegrass that gets played, but there's also old-time music. And Bill is, he's sort of the David Grisman of the five-string banjo in the sense that Grisman plays jazz, he plays swing, he plays everything, basically.
He plays also a lot of things that really look like mandolins and are they or aren't they, and
exactly.
So on.
Yeah. So that's what Bill does with the five-string banjo. So there'll be a whole range of music. And again, swing music played on a five-string banjo, believe it or not. And old-time music like from the Appalachian Mountains and everything in between. So fabulous stuff. And he puts together a backup band every year of absolutely the best bluegrass players, I think, on the West Coast. And many of them live here in the Bay Area. So Sharon Gilchrist, Chad Manning, Jim Nunley. Oh, and John Reichman comes down from Canada where he lives now. He used to be a Bay Area guy. He used to be in the good old persons. Played at my wedding, actually.
And
I always think bluegrass players, they're sort of the Olympic athletes of acoustic music. They're like the top players.
Yeah, right. So this is the 7th annual. Have you been involved with all the others?
I got involved about 4 years ago. Bill puts together this little tour, and I had hosted him in other configurations at the shows that I do at the Sebastopol Community Center Annex. And then we just started talking one day and decided, well, let's try to do the show here and see how it goes. It sells out. It's crazy.
People love the banjo.
Oh, yeah. And when you hear it in the many forms in which these guys are doing it, it's pretty stunning. It's pretty amazing, really.
How extensive is the tour?
They do about a half dozen dates. Like I think they played at the Freight and Salvage last week, and then they usually have an anchor gig at a winery, and then they try to fill in other dates. But I always have them on a Sunday because it works with their schedule. It works with mine.
Right.
And, last year I can seat about 100 people in that room in the annex. I don't know if you've ever been in there. But last year in the annex, I had about 115 people, and I had about 25 people just standing in the hallway, peeking in the door.
And listening.
Yeah.
Have you had any world-renowned banjo players in the course of the 7 years?
Oh, well, absolutely. I mean, last year alone, of course, I'm blanking on his name. He plays in the Earls of Leicester, which is the most popular straight bluegrass band, I think, in the country, maybe in the world right now. And his name will come to me.
Did you ever play banjo yourself?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I started playing banjo 30 years ago or so. I'm not very good, but I still take it out and play it sometimes.
You don't have to be very good, buddy.
Thanks.
Do you play anything, accompaniment or anything, at these banjo extravaganzas?
You know, the band that Bill puts together and brings is so good, I don't. Other performers that come through, Mary Flower will be here next week, and I'll be playing with Mary a little bit. So it depends on the performer and what they're up to. But if there's a single person, I'll often kind of sit in a little bit. But with this crew, oh, my God, I couldn't keep up with them. They're too good.
Well, it's great to see a guy like you who really combines producer and musician. I think that's a great combination.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it's great fun.
Yeah, I'll bet it is. Yeah. Well, thanks for coming in. Let's tell people that the 7th annual California Banjo Extravaganza is coming to the Sebastopol Cultural Community Center Annex.
Right.
That's 425 Morris Street in Sebastopol. On Sunday, November 11th, the doors open at 7. For tickets and information, 824-1858, or you can email krusselmft@aol.com.
That's it.
Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.